counter and leant across it, staring into Shafiq's plump and frowning face. "Have you been sniffing the antifreeze, Shafiq? What the hell are you talking about?" "I'm sorry, Harry, I'm not explaining properly, but it was a surprise, a shock, actually. I had no idea you even had a son." Now it was Harry's turn to frown.
"Son?"
"Yes. They phoned about 20 minutes ago. Your son is in the National Neurological Hospital. I have the room number." Birdsong and the scent of fresh paint drifted through the net-curtained window as Harry's breathing returned to normal. From the corner of his eye, he could see the trail of discarded clothes leading from the door to the bed they lay on. In his mind, every tug and twist of their removal was already a delicious memory, though not as delicious as what had followed, nor as headily alluring as the pleasures that might still be his to savour. She was lying on her side, her back turned to him. Ashamed already, perhaps? Regretting, now the spasm was past, the desire she had succumbed to. He reached out and ran his fingers slowly down her spine, then let his hand fan out to cradle her bottom and slide in between her legs. And from the throaty chuckle she gave in response,